Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on RadioMD, iHeart, Podcast Health, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for doing so. What's with Trump's ankles and hands, and why are people worried about them? More good news for GLP-1s? That is our longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. 66% of women of childbearing ages have what? And why is that important? That is the Roizen Rule for Younger You story of the week. And 26% of diabetics used GLP-1 injections. How many stayed with it? We'll be talking about that as our odd omegas story of the week. And from 2009 to 2023, there was a great increase in the use of technology and glycemic control for type 1 diabetes. How big? And two recalls, one on instant coffee that you should know about, and one on ladders that you should definitely know about. And our odd omega story number two, the Mediterranean diet is beneficial for prostate health. We'll come back to that and all of those after I tell you we're sponsored by 4Youngevity.com, the number 4, Youngevity, Youngevity, to show you that it isn't just living longer, but living younger or healthier with more vigor at all ages. And, of course, the other sponsor, Life's First Naturals, the makers of bovine colostrum and Truebiotics, as well as Dye Rescue, DIARESQ, a key component if you're using one of the GLP-1 drugs to help you not have any toxicity. That's Dye Rescue. Okay, let's get to the stories of the week. Trump's ankles are swollen. Does that mean he's got congestive heart failure? No. I get swollen ankles when I'm on a plane sitting for a long period of time and not moving. Why? Because you've got to move your feet and legs to pump the muscles, which pump the fluid back from your legs back to the heart. Otherwise, your ankles will swell on a plane, for example. They said, well, what about the makeup on his hands? Is that just to cover his veins where he might have gotten a shot for a diuretic to take away the fluid in his legs? Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's going to die soon. I wouldn't bet on it. More good news about the GLP-1s. We talked about the GLP-1s being good for decreasing heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, progression of kidney disease, progression of lung disease, even joint problems. Well, now the data comes out, 17% reduction in 12 cancers. Amazing. So you get a GLP-1, you get a GLP-1, you get a GLP-1. And in fact, 26% of adults with diabetes use GLP-1 injectables in 2024. About half of them stayed with it. About half of them didn't have full insurance coverage and didn't stay with it, or had a side effect. 66%, and this is our odd omega story, 66% of women of childbearing ages have either diabetes or obesity or smoke or vape or have nutritional deficiencies or multiples of those. That is 2/3. Why are we not getting enough kids born? Well, maybe the women have too many problems to have to consider thinking about children, and children are expensive and they need a mother in good health. And these, obviously, 66% of women may not have optimal health. Remember, if you're going to have a child, you want to take prenatal multivitamins for 6 weeks beforehand and get your spouse before conception to take it, and all during pregnancy you should be taking it. Why is that? That's because you eliminate over 80% of spina bifida and over 65% of childhood cancers up to age 6. How big a increase in technology for type 1 diabetes between 2009 and 2023? Well, I think this is amazing. In 2009, take a guess. What percent used continuous glucose monitoring? It was around 4 or 5%. What percent is it now? 82% for people under the age of 21, 57% of adults. How about an insulin pump? 16% in 2009, now 50%. For adults, 11% to 29%. How about both devices concurrently? 1 to 47%, a 47-fold increase for youths, and 1% to 22% for adults. Huge increases, and yes, they're living with less disability long-term because of such a huge benefit to that. So remember, that's what you want to get control of. Instant coffee, I want to make sure I get the place right. I think it's Dollar General. And for the ladder recalls, if you bought a ladder at Home Depot in the last year, you want to make sure you didn't have one that doesn't have the latches. It's 122,000 ladders. The latching mechanism fails, putting users at risk for a fall. They are Max Multimax Pro, ALMP201AA, ALMP241AA. Their prices range from $200 to $300. They were made by Werner Company of Itasca, Illinois. You take them back to Home Depot and they will get you a new one that works. That is, a ladder recall is because a lot of the people fell and had head injuries. So that's the ladder recall. The coffee recall that I wanted to mention to you, it is Clover Valley Instant Coffee, and it's Dollar General in all 48 states had it. And it was sold between July 9th and July 21st. Dollar General will refund your money. It was glass contamination, and you don't want to drink glass, even small particles of glass you don't want to drink. So those are the top stories of the week. Going over them again, let's not presume Trump has a end organ disease that's going to limit him. We should tell him to get up and walk around the plane rather than sitting in a chair and continue to do walking meetings. More good GLP-1 news prevents cancer in addition to heart disease, stroke, memory loss, progression of lung disease, progression of kidney disease, and joint disease. 66% of women of childbearing ages need to get healthier. They have either diabetes, obesity, smoking or vaping, or nutritional deficiencies. Remember to use a multivitamin for you and your partner before you get pregnant for at least 6 weeks. And the increased use of the technology and glycemic control for type 1 diabetics is amazing. Again, this is Dr. Mike Roizen, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, PodcastHealth.com, and iHeart or wherever you download us from. This has been episode 1253A. The A is always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Remember, the instant coffee at Dollar General has glass associated with it. Get a refund. And the same thing with ladders from Home Depot. Thanks again for listening. Our sponsors, Youngevity, for the number Youngevity, Youngevity.com. And LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Die Rescue. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. but especially thank you, our audience. You're the reason we do this.